Okay, today's perek we'll get into is Tehillim Tzadi Zayin, the next perek relating to that we say Friday night in Kabbalah Shabbos, Hashem Malach, the third perek after having done Lechu Naranana and Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash. We have the next perek again, all of these written by Moshe Rabbeinu, connected to the Shvatim and Hashem Malach. This perek has a lot about Simcha, a lot about Simcha. The perek is all about, again, assuming like the Radak says, and all of these prakim is talking about La'asel Lavo, that everybody will be a Simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruling the world. Simcha b'malchus Hashem, and those who do evil will be punished, and there will just be connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world will sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to his malchus. Simcha in general, it says the lashon of simcha often in this parak, right? Hashem malach togel haaretz, the Hashem is the melech, and the world rejoices. Yismuchu iim rabim, all the islands will rejoice. We continue a couple of psukim later. Shama vatismach tzion vatogelna benos Yehuda, and again towards the end, Leif Simcha, Simchu Tzadikim Bashem. Many lashon of Simcha in this parak. Simcha is a very important midah, even Bizmanazeh. Even Bizmanazeh, we know the Archa Tzadikim has a whole sha'ar related to Shar Simcha, but the Rambam talks about true Simcha, two places where the Rambam talks about Simcha. The Rambam says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are days not of Simcha Yisera. But where does he talk about Simcha? It talks about Simcha both in Hilchas Yantif and in Hilchas Sukkah. Maybe we'll do that one first, because Sukkah is the contrast to the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In Hilchas Hanukkah, the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days not of Simcha Yisera. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Sukkah that Sukkis is a time of Simcha Yisera. So neither, those are the two extremes. Then the rest of other Yom Tovim are just a regular Simcha. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav. After he talks about Sukkis, he generalizes it and says, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah." The simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah, uba'avas hakel shetziva behen, double the simcha of doing a mitzvah and the avas Hashem that commanded the mitzvos, avoda gedolahi. It is a tremendous avoda. V'chol hamoneya atzmo misimcha zu, whoever prevents themselves from this mitzvah, either from the mitzvah of the mitzvah, the simcha of the mitzvah, or the simcha of Avas Hashem, royally parmi menu. Shenemar, tachat asher lo vada, asher melechecha besimcha v'tuv levav. Right? And that's what David HaMelech says to Michal. What, I'm being besimcha in front of Hashem. What are you, getting upset? V'chal amash v'latzmo, mekel gufo, b'mekom was eluhu ha-gadol, v'ha-mechubad ha-oved me'avav. V'chin David HaMelech Yisrael omer, v'na kalosi o mizos, v'yisi shafel be'enai. Bein hagdula vakavod elo lismoch lefnei Hashem. Shenemar v'melech David mifazeiz u'mecharker lefnei Hashem. So that's the ultimate simcha. But the Rambam says we have to make sure it's simcha lefnei Hashem and simcha of sharing with others. That's the Rambam. It's very strong lashon in Hilchas Yantif. In Perek Vav Halacha Yudches, where the Rambam says that when we eat on Yantif, we have to eat and share. Uksheocha v'shose chayav l'ha'achil l'ger l'yatom l'almana. Im shar ha'aniim ha'um lalim. Aval mishenno el dalsos chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of their gate, va'ochal v'shosev, hu ubana v'ishto, ve'eno ma'achil u'mashkel aniyim. We don't include others, either on Yantif or before Yantif, making sure they have enough money, ulamari nefesh, ein zu simchas minsa, ela simchas kreso. That's the simcha of his stomach. That's the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. So ultimate simcha is something that we have to make sure that we always have others in mind and always have those that are needy, right? That is the Rambam. There are other elements of Simcha as well. We'll leave it for now. The Simcha, the Archas Tzadikim talks about many bad types of Simcha and many good types of Simcha. So maybe we'll get back to that. We'll see. The Radak again says that this Perek is about giving Chizuk. The Radak says, L'chazek libos b'nei Adam hano ashim. Min ha-ge'ula la'orcha galus. Those who give up, those who are just so, it's such a long galus, when is Mashiach going to come already? So this parak is miu'ad to give chizuk and said, it's going to happen, it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. We just have to keep believing and keep hoping and keep yearning. That's one of the tenets of our faith. We know the Brisker Rav is medayik down in the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. When the Rambam says that Hamelach HaMashiach Hasil Amod Ulahachzir Machlos David Liyoshna Lamem Shalah HaRishona, the Melach HaMashiach will come and Machlos Beis David will return. Ubone Migdash Umekabes Tzitchei Yisrael. V'chozin Kol Mishpatim Biyamav kishayim mikodem. V'chol mi she'eno ma'amin bo. O mi she'eno mechakel libiaso. That's the Grizz's diuk. If somebody does not believe that a Mashiach is coming, or does not mechake libiaso, that's a lack of tzipisa li Yeshua. Lo bishar neviim bavadu kofer. He's not just denying what other neviim talk about in terms of the Mosa Mashiach. Ela b'Torah u'Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because the Torah itself says, v'shav Hashem lakecha shivuscha, v'richamcha, v'rshav v'kibetzcha, v'chulu. So the Brisker Rebbe is medayik in that. It's not enough to be mamin, but it's mechake libiaso. So this perek, says the Radak here, is meant to give people a chance and a chizuk in this area. So Hashem Malach Togel Haaretz. When Hashem Malach, often the past is used to mean the future. Hashem Malach, or at that time, we'll be saying it in the past. Togel Haaretz, the land is will be v'simcha. Some of Farshim say, because then all the Jews will be back in Eretz Yisrael in their proper shvatim. So the full kedusha will be back. Shmita and Yovel Yismuchu Iyim Rabim. Even the far flung islands will rejoice. Continuing to what we just said about the Kedusha, right, there's a discussion in the first parak of Maseches Gittin about the islands that are due west of Eretz Yisrael. Do they have Kedusha? There's a discussion of Yehuda and the Chachamim. So it could be that those islands will rejoice because they'll get the full Kedusha also. Anan va'arafal svivav, tzedek u'mishpa mechon kiso. Clouds and darkness will still surround him. Tzedek u'mishpa mechon kiso. What's the emphasis of that? That's a beautiful thought. It's quoted by one of the Achronim, that we're talking about amazing times in the future, that there's going to be such das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the simcha. So I saw the Rinas Yitzchak quotes from the one of the Mefarshim, that even then, there's going to be, we're not going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. There's still going to be clouds. There's still going to be, separation, right? Don't think that, you know, that once we get there, it's going to be perfect. No, even then. And it's related to the thought of Reb Chaim. The Beis Halevi quotes this idea at the end of Parshas Bo. And they quote it from Reb Chaim, also is quoted. And that is Emuna and Bitachon. Or what might I say? Emuna starts where Yediyah ends. Emuna and Yediyah. That's the lashon of the Beis Halevi. Reading at the end of Parshas Bo. Tari ikr mitzvah emuna hishanam in b'chol divrei Torah kviya kabbalah miravoseinu. Tari kol mashi is nizbaral ha'adam b'mofei zeh nikri yediyah. Ve'ena b'chal emuna adayin. V'anachru b'tzuvan l'ha'amin. V'zeo b'dvarim she'en aseichom masik osam b'mofeis. Where yediyah ends, that's where emuna starts. V'chol zman shalo ya'amin b'rak mashi nizbaral b'mofeis. If you only believe in what's clear to you and you understand, that's not called emuna. To commotion in stav ha'adam lakuf kol kachosa lavodas Hashem ulavatel osam lavodaso be'evari gufo. Right, you have to be meshabed yourself. Kamoshviras ha'taiva. So too the seichel. So too the teichel. Redachiv lakuf ulavatel sichlo lavodasi yisparach. The alkein mishan is kalkal daito chalil. They can't think straight. V'chulu. And he continues, but he says that's the message of yedia and emuna. So says the Brisker Rav now that when Mashiach comes, emunah is not. There's going to be emunah still also, because after all, there's no emunah is part of a. It's a mitzvah, right? Emunah Hashem lokecha. If it's a mitzvah, it's not going to change in the future. But emunah is only where there's no yediyah. So it must be there's still going to be a lack. Hashem is still going to be covered, right? Anan va'rafel svivav. It's but it's not that Hashem is covered. It's that our eyes are covered, right? And we can't understand properly. That's what the Rinas Yisrael connects this discussion of the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim to Gabi Mosam Shiach Yitzarchu Le'emuna, Shadayin Lo Yavinu Azakol V'Niyah Mechuyavim B'Mitzvahs Emuna. And that's what the Pasig is referring to here. Anan V'Rafal Sivav Tzedek U'Mishpat Mechud Kisal. The Rambam, in the Hakdama to Mor Nevuchim, he discusses this Pasig, and he says, you get the impression, if you read this Pasig, that Hashem is surrounded by clouds. Hashem is not surrounded by clouds. Hashem is clarity. Our eyes and understanding, it does not really true that Anan V'Rafal Sivav. We view it as if it's svivav, but it's really not true. It's really not true. And the Rambam there talks about how, you know, life is like, imagine it's pitch black outside and there's a bolt of lightning. So for a second you have clarity and then it goes away. What if there's a lot of lightning? So then there's more clarity and you see more and more. So he says a Navi, it's like life is dark and a Navi has these bolts of lightning all the time. And sometimes constantly, Moshe Rabbeinu had bolts of lightning all the time. He saw things so clearly. But if somebody's a Navi, he says, "Varyanu damin l'misha hivrik lo habarak pam achar pam, v'hu balayla afel ma'od. Yesh bimenu misha yavrik lo habarak pam achar pam, v'zui milos gadol hanaviyim. U'mehem misha yihivrik lo pam achas, b'kol leilo." and that's Vayisnabu v'lo yosifu. Umehemi sheyia bein havraka l'havraka hafsakas gedolos, oktanos. Sometimes people will have havrakot, but they'll have a lot of in-between time. Sometimes people won't see the lightning, but they'll see like a reflection of the lightning. Something, something, something. And then he says, sometimes people don't have any light. That's what he talks about. And he says many that there are those that that go through that. But we have to recognize that Hashem is not the one that has any covering on him. It's just us, and we, you know, hopefully, see him every so often, right? That Rambam, I hear what it is. It was the verse. That Hagdam is where he talks about the lightning, but in Perek Gimel, Perek Tes, is where he talks about this pasuk. Here it is. He says, Lo shehu yisale guf shesavivlo arafel, o avo anan. Right? It's not like Hashem is covered by anything. Ubishel kach nimna'a ri'yaso, kivisha mashma pshat lashon hamashal. Like the pshat of the pasuk sounds that way. That's not true. No, it's just anuk tsere yecholes lahasigo machmas achomer. Right? It's our limitation, not his covering. Good. So even in the future, there's going to be not a full understanding. Eish lefanav taleich, but a fire goes in front of him. Usalahet saviv sarav, and the fire is going to go and punish all of his enemies. Heiru barakav tevel. That's the barak that we were just talking about at the Rambam. The lightning lights up the world. Ra'asav atachal aretz. They see it. And the world starts shaking. So either literally lightning and punishing of the enemy, or the lightning symbolizes the mishpat, and the people have lights of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harim kadonang namasum lefnei Hashem. The mountains are going to melt in front of Hashem. Mi lefnei adon kol ha'aretz. This might be at times of Gog u'Magog. Some of the mafarshim say Rashi. Others say it's just a mashal. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is going to shake when Hashem reveals himself. Higidu Hashemayim Sidko. The heavens are magid, say over the tzedek of Hashem. The Radak says often throughout history, sometimes the heavens sent down things, the stones of Avnei Algabish and the Barad. So the heavens showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzedek. V'ro kol ha'amim kvodo, and all the amim see is covered. Yevoshu kol ovdei fesel ha'mishalalim bo elilim. All of those who serve idols will be embarrassed. Ha'mishalalim, those that get praised be elilim, hishtachavu lo kol Elohim. All of those gods are going to bow down. You're worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars. You will see that they are just servants. You think they are gods. They are servants, says the Radak. And these gods, the sun and the moon and the stars, they'll be besimcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, did justice. And these people that you think that the sun and the moon are happy that you're worshiping them. No. Chas v'shalom. They bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they yearn for that day. Shama v'tismach Tzion. Tzion will hear and be besimcha. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, v'togelna b'nos Yehuda. Not only Tzion the place, but the children. B'nos Yehuda, lama mishpatach Hashem, because of your mishpat. When your mishpat is there, when there's justice, that's when there's simcha. Ki atah Hashem el yon akal ha'aretz, ma'od na'alei sal kal Elohim. Because Hashem, you are above. You are above the land. You are in charge of the land. Ma'od na'alei sal kal Elohim. Ohavei Hashem, sin'u ra. What is that referring to? Those who love Hashem hate ra. Sin'u ra, the Radak says, there won't be any sfeikus anymore about tzadik v'ra lo rasha v'tovlo. Those who love Hashem will hate the ra because they'll see. Shomer nafshos chasidav. That Hashem takes care of the nefashos of the chasidim, miyad rishaim yatzilem, and He saved them from the rishaim, so there won't be a problem anymore to recognize tov and ra and good and evil. So those who love Hashem will sin ura, will hate the ra. If you look in the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima here says, if you're medayik in the lashon, that maybe it's ohavei Hashem sin ura. It says you should hate the ra. Maybe this is alluding to the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud, Yitamu Chata'im Velo Chot'im, right? The Rabbi Meir, Bruria, because we should try to hate the bad, the evil, and not the evildoers. And hopefully the evildoers will do tshuva. B'rei sha'ala chotim ein levakish yitamu. Ach sheyashuvu b'tshuva. That's the hope. U'mevakshim rak ala chatoim atzman sheyitamu shali yachshilu b'nei adam. So you hope that the sins stop. And maybe that's also in Velam Alshinim. We see the Chal HaRisha Kula Ke'ashan Techle or Toved. It's the Risha, the wickedness. So maybe here too, he says, Kavanas Lashon Ovei Hashem Sin Ura L'Sno Rakes Hara Atzma V'lo Es Osei Ra. Ach adaraba, lis karev lahem kedei lahachzirim b'tshuva. Try to get close to them to bring them back. Kamoshim atzim, like we know, Reb Meir followed Elisha ben Avuya, his Rebbe, to try to get him back to do tshuva. Chagiga datesvav, to try to bring him back. He walked to the end of the tchum with him to try to get him back. But the Torah Tumimah notes that it doesn't sound that way from the continuation, because it says Shomer Nafshos Chasida Mi'ad Rishon Mi'ad Silein. But he says that's a possibility. If you look also in the Tilman, the Berach Chaim, he also quotes in the back a related issue, and that is the Marsha's Kasha. The Marsha asks, remember the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lama Gimel, where they were all talking about the Romans, and Rabbi Yehuda says that, oh, they did all these wonderful things. And Rabbi Shimon says, it was terrible, terrible. They built all these things all for their own benefit. And Yehuda ben Gerim goes and tells the authorities. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda became Rosh HaMedabrim. And Rabbi Shimon, had to go in the cave. But one second. But that, isn't that the exact same, message? Isn't that the Machlokas, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that the Umos HaOlam, the Romans come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we did everything for the Jews. And Hashem says, Shotem Shaba Olam. No, you didn't. You did it for your own benefit. Isn't that the Guva Machlokas of Shimon of Yehuda? Isn't that the same Machlokas? That's the Marsha's Kasha. Isn't the Machlokas of Yehuda and Shimon the same Machlokas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Romans? Shabbos Lama Gimel and Avodah Zarah Dav Beis. So the Rav Bitterman here in the back says, Matsino Yashu in the back of his sefer on Tehillim, he says, Yehuda didn't say that the Goyim themselves were na'eh. If you look closely at his Lashon, Kama na'im ma'aseihem shalu mazu. Like over here, or I say Shinu Ra, Ma'aseim Shalomuzu. Rabbi Shimon though couldn't stand for. Rabbi Shimon had such feeling for the Romans who were the root of Ra, he couldn't separate. He couldn't separate and give them any type of credit. That's Ove Hashem Sinu Ra. We continue. Shomer Nafshos Chasidav. We have Rosham Hasidlein, like we said, that Hashem guards the soldiers of the Chasidim. Ar Zarua Latzadik Guli Yisrael Leiv Simcha. We can have a whole shiur on this pasuk. Light is sown latzadik uli yishrei lev simcha. So what is the first thing? Ar zarua latzadik. What's zarua? It's a beautiful medrash. In Bamidbar. Medrash says in Bamidbar in Parsha Shlach. That's where it's about the end of Parsha Shlach. By tzitzis, the pasuk says zara kadosh baruch hu asat Torah. Well, the pasuk vazulam tzitzis hadu dechsev ar zarua latzadik Hashem chaves l'man tzidko zara kadosh baruch hu asat Torah v'asa mitzvus lanchilam liyisrael. Hashem planted in all the world, in the world, mitzvahs to be manchon to give zchus. Lo heniach davar ba'olam shlo nasan bo mitzvah liYisrael. Yotza lachrosh lo sachrosh b'shar v'chamar. You go to plow, okay? Don't put two animals together. Lizroa lo sizer karmacha. Liksar kisik servitz kitzircha. Leave the manas aniyim. Lush reishes avriso sechem chala. Shachat v'nasan lakon azor lachayim. You shot an animal, you have to give parts to the kohen. Kan sipar shaloach hakein. Bichayu ba'ofos, v'shachar es damo, shchita v'kiso afar, kisei adam, nata, plant a tree, v'aratlam arloso es perio, kavar mace, bury somebody, losis go to do. Don't have the reaction above and beyond, don't gash yourself, megaleach seir, get a haircut, los akifu, banabayis, asita make, psalam zubesacha, niskasa talis, asulam tzitzis. Every single thing in life, Hashem was zoreya, Hashem planted mitzvahs in all of the aspects of life. That's Bamidbar Rabbah, again, the end of Parshas Shlach. There are other sources that talk about this Ar Zarua is the Ar that Hashem put away for the Tzadikim. Hashem created the world with this light, but he saw it wasn't roi for the Tzadikim to have it, for the world to have it, so he put it away for the Tzadikim in Olam Haba. Ar Zarua LaTzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. A number of Mepharshim talk about the difference between a Tzadik and a Yashar Lev. Some say that a Tzadik is someone who is Moshe Barucho, like the Rambam talks about in Pirush Mishnayos, in Shemona Prakim, which is a greater level, someone who conquers his Yetzirah, or somebody who conditions himself that doesn't even have a Yetzirah. So he says, Ar Zarua, there's a light to the tzaddik who conquers. But somebody who is Yishrei Lev, someone who is straight of heart, you don't even have that power, Simcha, there's Simcha, because there's no fight. There's no fight. Right? A tzaddik overcomes, but he's not totally besimcha, because he still has to overcome. Well, Yishrei Lev, Simcha. The Netziv, if you remember, talks about in his Akdama to Bracious, what exactly is a yashar? That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hei, says the Avos were yasharim. And that's why the Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. So what is a yashar? That's what the Netziv says. That's similar to what we said before. That it's the Avos hated the behavior of others, but they love the other people. Hayu Yisharim sheisnagu imumos ha'olam afilu ovdi elila mechuarim, even disgusting idolaters. Mikol makom hayu imam ba'ahava v'chashu l'tovasam basher hiki mabria. They were after their physical good. Kamosha anu roim kama hishtatech hamash ram denavim avino daven for stone. Even though he hated their lifestyle and what they did, but still. That's a yasher, somebody who could separate, cares about people, even though they reject totally their ideas. In Nakdama to the Arzarua, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, right, one of the great Rishonim, Ayin Alev of Zayin, always abbreviated, the Arzarua, he says, why did I name the Sefer Arzarua? Because he had a vision, he always wondered, how do you spell Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, with a hey at the end or with an Aleph at the end? So he saw the Pazak Arzarua Latzadik, and he saw the Sofei tables all lit up. And what are the Sofei tables? Rabbi Akiva. With a hay at the end. So he says, But that's Arzurua. That's why also we say the Pasuk on Yom Kippur, because there is some sources that say he was killed on Yom Kippur. Simchu tzadikim Hashem. Tzadikim have simcha Hashem behodu lezecher kadsho, and give hodah whenever his name is mentioned. Okay, we'll have to stop here.